USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I didn't like the fact that he's leaving certain things. I want the states to open more than he does, much more than he does. But I didn't like to see spas at this early stage, nor did the doctors. Is that a correct statement, Deborah?
President Trump at the White House Daily Coronavirus Briefing asked about Georgia Governor Republican Brian Kemp, who decides to open spas and tattoo parlors in addition to hair salons and barber shops as some restaurants reopening slowly across the state of Georgia.
I didn't like to see spas opening, frankly. I didn't like to see a lot of things happening, and I wasn't happy with it. And I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. I wasn't at all happy because and I could have done something about it if I wanted to, but I'm saying let the governors do it. But I wasn't happy with Brian Kemp. Spas, beauty parlors, tattoo parlors, no.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a one-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
To the economy now, while most businesses have been hit extremely hard by the coronavirus pandemic, one sector reporting record sales. USA Radio's John Clemens reports.
It's consumer staples that reports a 22% increase since March 23rd as shoppers began stocking up on groceries, cleaning supplies, and, of course, paper products like bathroom tissue. Kimberly Clark of the Irving, Texas-based corporation reports net sales were $5 billion, led by a 13% jump in tissue paper sales. Kimberly Clark's first quarter operating profit went on a tear of $904 million, compared with a year earlier of $655 million. I'm John Clemens.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 39 points, the NASDAQ down less than a point, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limpbells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There are plans to get things up and rolling in the state of Wyoming, which technically did not shut down due to the coronavirus pandemic. USA Radio's Tim Berg explains.
Wyoming Republican Governor Mark Gordon is thinking about reopening his state, even though he says technically Wyoming didn't shut down.
We're working very hard on putting together plans that will allow us to relax in a careful way, in a thoughtful way, in a safe way, getting people back to work, getting our barbershops and our beauty salons and so on back working.
Gordon, speaking on Fox News, also addresses schools.
We know that the virus is still going to be here and our schools have got to get plans, so we're looking at seeing what we can do there to build good plans, get our students underway.
In a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court gives environmentalists a partial win on the scope of the Clean Water Act. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details on this story from Washington, D.C.
The U.S. Supreme Court turning down the Trump administration's move on the landmark Clean Water Act. By a 6-3 vote, justices ruled that a loophole in the law supported by the administration is in fact unlawful. It's seen as a partial win for environmental activists. The perceived loophole deals with the flow of pollution through groundwater. Conservative Justice Brett Kavanaugh and Chief Justice John Roberts joined the High Court's Democratic appointees in the ruling. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.